We have to be something before we can do anything. In other words, God wants to change, all right, the way we see ourselves first. Before, all right, then we can change. So he wants us to receive things from him into us. And when we have received these things inside us, and they are real within us, then he will begin with process. What happens is you start seeing the opportunities, all right, on how to get that particular thing done in your life. So it's not in first of all doing something, right, then you become something. But it is that you first of all are something, all right, and then you now can begin to do. So God told Abraham, a father of many nations have I made thee. The truth is, Abraham in his lifetime never saw himself on the outside become a father of many nations. But the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So Abraham thought of himself in his heart as a father of many nations. In other words, if we went into Abraham's heart and you opened up his mind, the thoughts that were inside of the mind of Abraham were the same thoughts that will be in the mind of a man who physically, all right, is a father of many nations. In other words, God is saying that I want to first of all change you so you are that particular thing, and then nothing can stop you from becoming that on the outside. So it's about becoming. So Abraham, in his thought life, that's why it tells us in Hebrews 11 and verse 13, that Abraham did not receive the promises, but he saw them afar off. He embraced them. All right? They were first afar off. Then they were persuaded of them. Then they embraced them. And when they embraced them, that means they were living in their heart. In the reality, they felt like a father of many nations. He felt, all right, like that. And they confessed that they were strangers, all right, and they were pilgrims on the earth. It tells us, verse 14, it goes on and tells us that, and they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country. And then it tells us, verse 15, and if they had been mindful of that country from which they came, they will have had opportunity to return. In other words, their minds were now full. They were mindful. Their minds had been chained to the country where they were going to. So, all right, they would have seen the opportunities in their environment to become that. But if you say, well, God has said this to me, but your mind is still full of everything that is about you in the past, then that's what, all right, you are going to be seeing. So there is the first aspect of us receiving from God, which means we become what he says. Then we now start seeing the opportunities. It becomes plain to us, right? We see the opportunities there for the fulfillment of that particular thing. So receiving things from God comes to us in our thought life. James 1, 6 to 8 tells us that a man, all right, should ask in faith. And he says, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, tossed. And then verse 7, it tells us, for let not that man think he shall receive anything from the Lord. Then it says, a double-minded man, which means once you're double-minded, once your mind is not stayed upon that particular thing, you will not be able to receive it from God. Philippians 4 also tells us, as a man thinketh, all right, sorry, it says, when you pray your supplication, all right, with thanksgiving, it says, think upon these things. Now, Proverbs 16 and verse 3, we start with this, it says this, Proverbs 16 verse 3, commit your works unto the Lord, and thy thoughts shall be what? Established. So if you say, well, this is what I want to do, and you commit it to God, what God does is to establish that particular thing in your thought life. He starts sending thoughts in your direction for the fulfillment of that particular thing. Some of those thoughts, all right, to implement them might be difficult, all right, but he will show you this, what has to be done in this particular situation. So we commit our works to God, and then he says, he, all right, and your thoughts shall be established. So I'm telling you, anything a man says, this is the endeavor I'm going into, he can get it done, provided he knows that God is going to start sending thoughts as rain from heaven into his life. And then when God suggests those things, when he reads those things that are counterintuitive, when they contradict his old pattern of thinking, that he should not resist the Holy Ghost, but allow his mind to be renewed. Once he accepts that, or she accepts that, they can get anything. All right, done. Once you commit it to God, and you understand it's coming through your thought life there, and it begins to bring thoughts to you. I mean, there are times I've looked at things that are thoughts there, and I've looked at it, and you know on the inside, this is the right thing to do. And you just look at it and say, well, if I do this for the last 15 years, this is what I've been doing. I might rock the boat, but listen, you know that this is what it takes to get this thing done. And if you don't have the courage to rock the boat, then you fail. But you see it there. And you can, for various reasons, refuse, all right, the thoughts that he has given to you. But don't expect God to move on the outside if you are not going to accept, all right, the thoughts that he gives to you. So he suggests those things. Acts tells us that the people were stiff-necked and they resisted, all right, the Holy Ghost. So he begins to bring thoughts to us. Proverbs here 21 and verse 5, it tells us and tells us why people fail. Proverbs 21 and verse 5, all right, it says, the thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteousness, but of everyone that is hasty, only to want. So people that are hasty, that don't wait, all right, for that things to accumulate in their consciousness about it, to have an understanding of what they want to do, right? Who are hasty and just quickly go out. It tells us there it only tends to want. That you've got to wait and allow the thought. So if a man went into something and failed, we can get that person to succeed. If we get the person to pray to God, that listen, pray to God and ask him that he should open up your eyes, that you see the thoughts that are required there. And be humble and be open. Anything that you see or you read, and somebody who has been there says it, and you move on the inside. I really don't. Look, if you knew how to do it, you would already be there. Right? Say, write it down. Put it somewhere. Start considering these thoughts. And you keep that person for 3 months, and he's been bombarded constantly every day with thoughts that are coming out, all right, are in line with that, and his mind completely changes. Then what happens is he then begins, all right, he goes out again, just as Peter said. It says, we toiled all night and caught nothing, but there was a change. He said, nevertheless, at thy word, right? And they did it, and they got something. But Jesus taught and changed something about Peter before they went in. So when we pray, God sends a stream of thoughts in our direction concerning the issue. A stream of thoughts. He begins to suggest things to us. And the accumulation of those thoughts, all right, which means we are focused and we allow those thoughts to start building up, will resolve any issue. Now, I read a particular person that deals with the brain say this, and I found this to be very valuable. He said, every thought, which means, and I talked about this when we were talking about neural pathways, every thought, every single thought, new thought that comes to you, brings into action a certain physical tissue, parts of the brain. So, if somebody comes and starts saying something to you that you don't know, right, there's a physical reaction that goes on in your brain and in your physical tissue. So let me give an example here. Now, I like cricket. Many Nigerians don't do cricket. Well, if you come to my house, I sit down with cricket and 5-day game, and I've been watching it. Sometimes I even wake up in the middle of the night to watch Australia. They don't know cricket. It's such a boring game, all right? Because they can be playing and playing. Nothing happens for 1 hour. Nothing. They're just throwing, and you'll be moving. Ooh, they ask, what are you moving at? Oh, it almost touched the edge and all of that. You know, it almost touched the edge and all of that. So, you come and you sit down with me, and just because he's pastor, you two sit down and you are watching the cricket, even though you are shaking your head. Then you ask me, so how did they play this game? Then I begin to explain. Once I start explaining, because it's the first time you are processing those thoughts, the physical tissue you have not used with, something begins to happen. It's almost like you're feeling tension in your, you know, all right, okay, all right, which means something is actually happening in the brain there. Something is really going on, right? And it's the same thing, I want to say this here, from moving from success to, from failure to success, it's just the same thing as somebody who goes to lift weights. Today he can only lift 10 kg. He continues doing it for 3 months. You come there and he's lifting 25 kg, 50 kg with ease. We are saying you allow new thoughts to be coming in concerning the issue. You are a 5 kg man in terms of output. Very soon you'll be manifesting, all right, something else. It's just that we don't stay focused with these over a period of time. I mean, the caterpillar spins a cocoon around itself and stays still, all right, until it emerges there, which means it does nothing else. Does nothing else on that process there where it now emerges as a butterfly. So, every thought brings into action a certain physical tissue, part of the brain. And this actually produces an actual physical change in the construction of the tissue. Which means the something actually changes in the brain of a man. Now, if you've not done this before, you've never done this, you're a Christian now, so you can't do it again. But if you've done it, you can relate to what I'm saying. Let's assume for the first time they gave you stout to drink. Now, stout is bitter. You've been drinking Coke. They give you stout, you're like, how can anybody drink stout? Too bitter. 3 months down the line, you are down in stout. Now, what happened? How come it was bitter today and it's okay? And Coke, you put it aside. Because something actually developed in your brain. There was a change, and every time you tasted it, your brain was changing. So the tissue in the brain grew. Something changed inside your brain. That is why if you blame a Christian who is addicted, say, I'm born again Christian, how can you be addicted to that? If you don't have anything in your past, there's no opportunity to go back to it. Because your brain never developed that way. But once it develops that way, then, you know, I was watching some Israeli doctors, and I was shocked. Somebody had a repeated addiction, so they said they would do a, this was neurosurgeons, they said they would do a brain surgery and deaden certain cells. And once they kill those cells, when they put the person back, the person will have lost the ability to desire those things. I said, sure. Then in that case, we should just open the brain of Christians and deaden sins. What I said, adultery, deaden it, deaden fornication, theft, lie. And I leave them, and they're brand new creatures in Christ. But the renewal of the mind actually kills those cells. That's what I'm saying here. When we're talking about this, we're not talking about something theoretical. It actually changes, all right, the shape even of your brain there. All right, things actually develop and grow. And if those things don't develop, then you'll be wondering why some other people are doing things with ease. So it's actual physical tissue. This causes actual physical change in the construction of the tissue. Therefore, he said, it is only necessary to have a certain number of thoughts on a given subject. Which means, give anybody a certain number of thoughts on a given subject, and you will bring about the complete change in the physical organization of that man. This is the process by which failure is changed to success. Thoughts of courage, power, and abundance replace thoughts of failure, lack, and limitation. And as those thoughts take root, and I added through meditation, the physical tissue is changed. Then the individual sees life in a new light. He wrote, all things become actually passed away. All things become new. He is now born again by the Spirit. And life now has a new meaning. All right? He has been reconstructed and is filled with joy, confidence, and hope. Now, what this now does is that he starts seeing opportunities for success which he was once blind. So you start seeing things. So what happens is when something changes in you, you look at a situation and you see something others don't see. Because you have, so when you, for example, if you have received it, and let me just give as an example, and you have believed and it has entered into you, God has sent the thoughts to you, and you believe that you are a billionaire, and you feel like a billionaire, even though inside your pocket, only 50,000 is there. But you see yourself that way. All right? You have that billionaire mindset, you start seeing billionaire opportunities. You look at things other people walk past. That's what you're saying. If they had been mindful of the country from which they came, they would have created opportunities to go back. If you are mindful of where you are going to, you create the opportunities, all right, to get there. It just depends. No door is shut. Do you get what I'm saying here? It depends on the insight you bring into it. Nothing is shut. So, he sees opportunities for success to which he was blind. He recognizes possibilities which had no meaning to him. The thoughts of success which he has been impregnated are now radiated to those around him, who in turn help him onward and upward. Then he attracts new successful associates. In other words, people that know how to do it. And in turn, changes in environment by this simple exercise of thought. Which means a man not only changes himself, and I don't want to look at, he changes things there. This exercise develops insight that is so rare. The type that is the distinguishing characteristic of every successful businessman. In other words, they have insight. They look at things, and because of the way the tissues are in their brain, they can see things. The Holy Ghost has influenced that part of their being. The type that enables him to see possibilities as well as difficulties in every situation. The type that enables a man to discern opportunity close at hand. For thousands fail to see opportunities almost within their grasp. I mean, and what they do is that while they are industriously working with situations under which no possibility can be made to realize any substantial return. Now, I want to say this. I don't misunderstand what I'm about to say, but it's strong on me. And if you want to misunderstand it, that's your problem. All right? You know, for almost 3 years, I used to wake up to watch Fox News to understand politics and government. Because the best brains, I mean, it's right wing, but that's not my business. Whatever you say they're racist, that's you. A racist can have best information. That's your problem. I'm not emotional like that. That's your problem. But I sit down there too, and finally I understood. Now, I want to say something. Under no circumstance whatsoever could Mitt Romney ever become the president of the United States. Because the voting block of the Republican Party is evangelical. And you cannot get an evangelical, convince them to go and vote for a Mormon. They can't do it. So no matter what you do, their conscience will make them sit at home. So the greater majority of evangelicals sat back. Now, he went on something that was practically impossible. But then he sat down. Today he's been elected as senator. That was within his grasp. He was always there in Utah. Nobody could have defeated him. Now, with that as being a senator, he becomes a ranking senator and he can influence policy in America. So, and you might find out that what you are trying to do, actually, you can do it as a senator, not as a president. So it depends. Sometimes people, you don't go after something, you can't see the pathway to it. What God does is that other people won't see it, but he shows you the pathway, which means you see the road, that this is how I'm going to get there. Faith is not a blind thing that we're just saying, I shan't agree, effort. No, you see it. So if you go through that process properly, you see difficulties, you say this can work. You see possibilities, you say this is what can work. And if this particular thing works, then I can. All right? But the man was humble enough to have been presidential candidate of a place and say, look, chief, the way to do what I can do, he said it all, and he took it. And he is going to become, because he's a brilliant dude, he is going to be a ranking senator that will influence major things in the country. So sometimes, you know, when people say faith, you know, we're using faith, all right? Faith is based on something you have seen that you are reaching for. It's not just, you know, we just decide we want to go and attempt, all right, to do things there. So people, all right, many times are going after things. He said this here. He said, men descend the opportunity that is close at hand. He says, for thousands fail to see the opportunities almost within their grasp. Now you could get that and then use that as a platform now in future to get, but you don't take that, all right? You don't see that while they are industriously working with situations which under no possibility can be made to realize any substantial return. What I'm trying to say is that if this is the door that is open, go into that door and then it can become, you're right, you don't just, you know, people say, you're not in faith, that's not what faith is. If that is how faith works, we'll all be born as adults. There will be no process to our lives. Are you following what I'm saying? And that's why many people in business go into, there was somebody in this show I told, he said he was going to start a nail factory. He hasn't started the nail factory till today. But he's a very successful person in business. He built a whole ward for General Hospital. But what was he? He was a tax consultant in back then, it was called the authority. All right. And he finished there and he said he's going to start a factory. All right. But then what was the opportunity? Somebody, his boss in all Samsung company, went to meet him. To meet Othan, they said, well, your prices are too high. He said, well, there's a guy that just left now where I can call him up. He will do the quality of work because he will have led the team. And they gave him the job and he started doing it. And then he made serious money and he forgot about the dream of nail factory. Sometimes people go to do the nail factory, you borrow millions, you do this, you do that, you do it. In fact, the load is so much that you have died before you started the business. But there are opportunities. But when your mind gets renewed, then you can see, all right, the possibilities in your environment and say, all right, I'll go into this. When I go into this, then I'll get into that. And then things begin to move, all right, one step to another. Now, I want to show you a video here. I want to play it as I close. It's the last thing I'm going to do. And this video I want to play here, I just want to show you that this is the kind of process and the determination it will take to change your mind. Because when we say things like this, all right, say, well, I tried it, it didn't work. Now, it's going to take, all right, it's just like a man who is lifting weights. There are sometimes he lifts it, all right, but he keeps doing it. And after some time, something changes. Now, you keep doing it. Because the concentration I heard, attention of people to concentrate now, is 8 seconds. After 8 seconds, they get distracted. That's why they're doing Instagram 1 minute. Twitter 140 characters. When they moved it to 280, people are complaining it's too long. 280 characters is too long. 3 minutes video is too long, just 1 minute. Now, if you can concentrate over a period of time, 30 minutes every day on something, I'm telling you that you will take over anything in this way. Focused thought on that particular thing, and I'll talk more about it. But let me just play. Can you play the video here? Now, what I want you to see in this video is the point where the mother of the bear here, what she did to her child. I just want to show you that when you start exercising yourself this way, some days it will look like you're almost there. And then the next day it looks like, where are you, God? But every time you do it, you gain stronger. The reason why the mother did that was that that bear then starts at the bottom. And he knew that you haven't developed the muscles because one time I will no longer be there. You know, he started midway. So he said, get back to the right, to the bottom, so that you come up and develop every single faculty there. So when I'm no longer around, you can do it by yourself. And what God wants is you sit with this thing. All right? You get no help from the outside until you get to a point where you have been transformed by the renewal of your mind. And then you emerge. So remember this, the determination of that. All right? It will take that kind of determination to change your mind. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, thank you for your word. By the power of your spirit, I ask that you establish us in this truth and expand it within our consciousness. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening.